Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Am Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day here on Yom Shlishi, the third day of the month of Teves in the United States, and already Yom Revi'i, the fourth day of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. We'll continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran Gibili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial in Israel without delay. Amongst all Chalei Yisrael, including those injured in the terrible shooting massacre last week in Australia, please kindly, amongst all in need of our tefillos, please keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka. May he and may all those in need of a refuah shalema, be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever it be, may they quickly have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Feldman of Or Sadia in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Feldman's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finally concluding with Kuf Lamed. Again, those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Misha Berach for the Chayalim, and finally conclude with the Misha Berach Lacholim for those who are in need of our collective tefillos, our prayers for refuah shalema. Sign up for the daily reminder email. You can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. All right, so we're going to begin with Perek Chaf, beginning with chapter 20. Please join me together. Lamnat Zayach, Mizmor Le David, Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzara, Yizkabech Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzia Nisadekha. Yizkor Kol Mechasecha V'yolachcha Yidash Nesela. Yitem Lecha Kilovecha V'chwasatcha Yimalei. Neranana B'shuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nigol. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ataya dati ki yoshi adonai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kasho, pigburo tisha yimino, ele barechev, ele basusim, vanachnu vishem adonai leinu naskir, ema karau nefalu, vanachnu kamnu venisadot, adonai hoshia, amelech yaneinu viom karenu. We'll move on to Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir lamalos etzal einai el haharim meayin yavo ezri. Ezri meyem adunai yosei shamayim varet. Al yitem amurag lecha al yanum shomerecha. Inei lo yanum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha adonai tzulcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yokeka v'yareyach v'layla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tivcha uvoecha me'atcha v'yad olam. And with our final chapter of Tehillim today, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos imamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bikoli Tiana Aznecha Kashuvos the Kol Tachanunai Imavonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Imcha Hasricha Man Tivare Ivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Vilid Bara Hakolti Napshi ladunai mishomrim lapoker, shomrim lapoker. Yachel Yisrael el adunai, ki im adunai yachesed barbe mofidus. Vehu yifta es Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll recite Achenu together now, first in Hebrew, and followed by the English translation. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanifunim v'sara u'bashivya homdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha amakom yirachim aleihem v'yosiyem mitzara lirvacha u'me'afela liora u'mishivod legula hashta bagala uzman kariv inamar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them, lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll continue with the Mishnah Berach with Chayleis Tzahal for the incredible, brave, and special soldiers of the IDF and all those who are keeping Israel safe. Yisha Berach Avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayilei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Omdim HaMishmar Arzenu, Arei Eloheinu, Migvo HaLevanon, V'Am Nivar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Lavo Harava, Bechol Makom Shehem, Vayavasha Bavir, Uvayam, Yitain Adonai Et Oyvenu, Hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil chayelinu mikol tara v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach bracha v'yatzlacha v'chol masa yideihem yadver soneinu tachteihem v'yatrim k'keser yishua v'ataras nitzachon v'yakum mehem hakatuv ki adonai eloheichem oheleich imachem hilachem lachem im oyveichem. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishnah Berach for Lacholim, for those who are in need of our philos, of our prayers, looking and needing for recovery, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, those who are stuck and need help. Please, when we pause, insert their names, if you know it in Hebrew, English, whatever it is, please, during the pause, insert their names. Misha Berach Avosenu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, Uvarech Es Hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'achlimam L'arafam L'chazkam L'chayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refua Shalemam Min HaShemayim L'chol Avereihem L'chol Gideihem Mitzoch Shor Chalei Yisrael Refua Tanefesh Refua Taguf Ashtab Aglaz Man Karim V'namar Amen. Rabbi Feldman, I don't know if you are on, so I'll just use this opportunity very briefly just to share here in those of you who've called in over the last nearly 6 years know I live in Boca Raton. We're members of Boca Raton Synagogue, Rabbi Goldberg Shul. And yesterday, last night, the shul had really what was probably for me one of the most powerful and emotionally charged moments of my life. The shul put together an evening of thanks and celebration for the return of all the living hostages from Gaza, and was represented by Bar Cooperstein, who was a hostage in Gaza until very recently, for 738 days. And he spoke really incredibly about his entire experience, what the years leading up to being taken hostage, and the time during and the time since, and what was really, I think, one of the most meaningful moments. I was crying the whole time, but the he shared that very recently, and maybe some of you have heard the story since or have seen the video. But soon afterwards, someone broke into his car over the last 2 or 3 months. Someone broke into his car. I'm hoping and assuming they didn't know that it was a former hostage. They broke into his car and they stole his cell phone. And you can find the video online, because literally as he's experiencing looking through this broken glass, and he just says, well, this is from Hashem. It's all from Hashem, and this is not a big deal. And that was really his message to everyone, that obviously, yes, there are issues in our lives that are very big deals, but his words were, zoom out and put things into perspective, and just, you know, lean into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lean into the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the master of the world, and that he has a path for us. And it was just really, really incredible. We have these incredible lights, these incredible people who have come out from the darkest of places, who are just sharing such messages of strength and of light and of faith to our people. And so that's what you got out of me here winging it last minute, but it's actually pretty appropriate, and I'm actually grateful that I had the opportunity to share that with all of you. And I encourage, if you have not seen that video, to find that online. And with that, we will we'll close out the call. I will connect with Rabbi Solomon. We will certainly look forward to having him on the program in Yirat Hashem in the near future. These things happen, and Rabbi Solomon, if you are somehow on the line still, please don't worry. Well, we look forward to having you back on. It's no worries whatsoever. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. And I want to thank each of you for hanging on this long. I do apologize. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.